Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jet P. Shepherd.
Ben Price. The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. We had a discussion and we feel that there are far too many options and film is far too easy to watch now. So we are telling you guys what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week, it was Mrs. Doubtfire, which went down a storm, didn't it?
Yes.
Very well. Very good. It's a good film.
It's always going to, yeah.
I mean, bit of a, you know, I use the word quite a lot, as Jack's touched on, but a bit of a classic, really, wasn't it?
It really is. No, but that really is Mrs. Doubtfire. Everybody loves that film.
And I think everybody loves Robin Williams, and everyone kind of just gets invested with that film, don't they?
He agreed to do that film, you know, to leave something behind for his children.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He started accepting films like that, just films that would make his children happy.
That's quite somber.
Well, it is when you know obviously what happened to Robin Williams, you know that. But if you didn't know that, and if that didn't happen, you'd be like, oh, that's really nice. You just choose films for your kids, but it's only obviously with everything that then it does leave a real sort of like upset story.
Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit of a bonus ep, isn't it, where we talk about all things. And the premise of it is telling you what's available to watch on terrestrial TV. However, this week, we're kind of breaking our own rules because as good as terrestrial TV is, we are surrounded by so many amazing streaming services. So, Ben,
yeah,
this week's film, what is it and where can it be watched?
So, I've gone iPlayer. Now, so that means it has been on the BBC. So I've bent the rules a bit. It's 1987. It's Kiefer Sutherland, who was in Stand By Me. It's a bit of a kind of, I've just thought, we've been on a bit of an 80s tip classic. We've had Stand By Me. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I saw this. I thought it's a bit of a banger. It's a vampires, The Lost Boys. 1987, big film. And I think really, really worth a rewatch on iPlayer. I'm sorry for our listeners all over the world, but maybe you can get hold of iPlayer. But it's worth watching The Lost Boys, I think.
Definitely.
The other thing that we do in this episode is we talk to you guys at home. We're always asking you to leave reviews and to get in touch. And one amazing thing about this podcast is that people listen to it all around the world. And this week in Ben's reviews, I believe we're going to the States, aren't we, Ben?
We're going to Canada. Canada.
Is it Canada?
We've had a one from Canada here.
I've seen this one, haven't I? Because isn't there a spelling in it that I really liked? You'll notice it the way Ben reads it.
So here we go. So we started off straight off with the headline, Mint. Five stars. Now, on this website of reviews, it's in yellow, so I can read that. It's Rose Stick. Which is an interesting username. Rose Stick from Canada. If you aren't listening to this podcast, you should be. I don't know if there are categories in this podcast world, but if there is, then the Sofa Cinema Club leads the pack. The chemistry between Jack, Colson and Ben is obvious, with their banter and teasing of each other. It showcases their friendship. I admire the diversity each brings to the podcast. I love Colton's.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I love that. Colton's youthful exuberance, joy and love for the films he chooses, but also his willingness to re-examine them. Ben's experience, not only as an actor, but as a producer-writer, adds another level
to it. Oh, big credits there.
Building your CV up here.
Did you notice how I changed when I wrote that as well? I went to a different voice. Only as an actor, but as a producer-writer, adds another level to the movies that is both knowledgeable and interesting. Thank you. I love Jack's analysis, but also his tidbits of unknown facts and trivia that he brings to the podcast, along with his hidden gems.
Yes.
The What Happened This Week that kicks off the podcast is pure fun and gives some insight into their personal lives. This podcast is laugh-out-loud funny, interesting, knowledgeable, and, in Ben words, mint. Add some joy to your life and listen to this podcast. It's binge-worthy. Thank you, Jack, Colton, and Ben.
Oh, it's a deliberate... She definitely thinks she called Colton.
That wasn't the spelling that I was on about. I was on about a different one.
Oh, there was another one.
Yeah, but it had the word in as well, Ben. So I've got this one here from the US Corey Fan 80. I don't want to jump on your bandwagon here.
No, do. Please jump on it.
Mint, my head comes off regularly. 5 out of 5. Love this podcast. I've been a huge fan of The Street since 2013, when the magic of the internet finally brought it to the US. Each episode is like spending an hour with friends. The lads are great. Their banter...
I forgot about that. Their banter...
Differing perspectives make each episode riveting and endlessly entertaining. It has now changed how I view films as well. I can't wait to see what unfolds in the new series. Ben is brilliant. Jack and Coulson are also very good. Almost as brilliant as Ben. Seriously, this podcast is a 10 from me.
Oh,
that's very good, Colton.
Very good, Colton. I'm going to call you Colton from now on.
Colton, your banter is great.
Your banter. That's a great review. There we go.
So in the first episode, we have a feature called Jack's Hidden Gems, don't we?
Mm.
Which is very well perceived. Everybody loves it because they basically get to find out what we're watching on TV. A few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago now, me and Ben hijacked it.
Yes.
With a show called The American Barbecue Showdown.
Mm.
But we weren't together for weeks and weeks. And it's only 8 episodes. But we watched 7, got to the final, and then had 4 weeks away from each other. So last night, we were back together, we sat down, and we watched the American Barbecue Showdown final, and the episode, Jack, was called The Whole Hog.
Brilliant. So is there just 2 people left in the final, then?
Yeah, 2 people left in it.
Right.
We've got Tina versus Rashid.
Ooh.
Hog roast and brisket. That's where you're going there. It's a 12-hour cook. They're cooking through the night.
Through the night. And they have to build their own, like... thing to put the hog roast on, Jack. They have to build their own fire.
You can't overdo the brisket as well. You have to be careful.
suddenly Jack is fucking barbecue boy here. You can't... Were you judging it?
No.
Don't overdo your brisket. You might have fucked that.
But Ben, it was a really quite good watch, wasn't it?
It's fantastic. They built the thing, then they have to get everything hot, then they have to cook it, not let it fall apart. Then they had someone previously who'd been kicked out who helped them. That was
come
good.
Back.
Right, okay.
Let them back. So third and fourth, kind of, they all paired together.
And then, like on all these cookery shows, they ask them a question. So they go, I'd say to you, Jack, what temperature are you cooking that hog at? And you'd say, what?
180.
Then they turn to the side and they go, ooh, he's doing it at 180. He's got no chance. It won't be done. Every time. So it's that.
I'm really concerned about how they're going to get the loin, because the loin is a cut up of meat
that has
to be soft and tender. And she can't find the loin. And if she overcooks the loin, it means the shoulder is just going to dry. And it's so good, Jack.
So basically, the whole animal is cooked at different times. So they're all over. I mean, they're making it up left, right, center, but it's very entertaining. And then they serve the hog or the brisket at the end. Me and Coulson loved it. And then one of the girls, Tina, tasted her hog. You explained this. It's so good.
Oh. So basically, Tina, we think, is struggling in the final, yeah?
Mm.
She's got a bit of a reputation for making everything seem really difficult, but then smashing it. And she struggled with this pig. She's not wrapped it. She's underprepared. She hasn't got enough hours on the cook. The judges are worried for her. And she pulls the pig off. and she tries it, and the camera zooms in on her face, yeah. Jack, and everyone's like, she's fucked it, she's out of the final, and she goes, my God, that's good, that is good, that is good, and gets really excited.
Oh my God.
Just like classy. Starts bigging herself up to herself. It's so American. It's amazing. Is amazing.
Very and good it, show, though. Very good.
And is that on Netflix, then?
Yeah, very good. It's worth a watch. It's brilliant comedy.
So what's funny is how they talk up something like it's saving lives.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. And all it is barbecue. We can't spoil the winner.
No, don't. No.
But even in the winning speech, like the person who loses does the American thing of almost having a paddy about losing and making out that the other person's got more experience. Like, it is just brilliant.
There's so much going on, cringeworthy.
They're so passionate about,
yeah.
And all it is meat, and they call it proteins. It is just, it's brilliant.
If you're a bit of a loose end and you want to cook something, have a watch.
Whilst we're on Netflix, I kind of have to share with you this TV show that I found a love for in lockdown last year called Outer Banks. I'm going to be honest, it's probably not your cup of tea. It's very much a teen drama, okay?
Okay.
But I love it, and it's based in the Outer Banks, which is North Carolina, but it's filmed in South Carolina in the States. And basically, Jack, the script is The Goonies.
Okay.
Like, it's very much a treasure hunt.
Is it set in the 80s, or is it set present day?
No, it's set in present. But the Outer Banks is a very old-schooly area. So it's all like, you have a pickup truck and you have a boat. It's kind of that sort of vibe. And there's really rich people, which are called the Kooks. And there's really poor people, which are called the Pogues. And it's like a split of two different classes. And it is kind of a battle for a treasure hunt. Well, series two of that came out last week, and I watched it in 2 days, sort of thing. Like,
of course you did.
I'd love it.
Sleep in your own piss. I'm watching this. I'm watching the Outer Banks. I need food brought to me.
It turns out that Ben's daughter loves it as well, which shows that I clearly haven't moved on with my TV.
How did you stumble across this, though, Coles?
I'm telling you, Jack, a lot of people my age are on it. It's kind of I think it's kind of a 25 and under watch. It is brilliant. I adored it.
My daughter knew it was on straight away, the next series.
Ah.
Yeah.
She does the same as Coulson, just binge watches it. And I come in watching something I don't understand.
So if at home you are at a loose end and you want to try Smith, give it a go. Give it one episode. And if you like it, there's two series on there.
And let us know what you think as well about your old Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Have we also got a competition?
We have got a competition, yeah.
This is the second week.
Someone was lucky enough last week to win some tickets to the cinema. And the reason behind doing this is we are all about cinema. We're all about films. And we want you guys to go and have an experience and have a night on us.
We're just givers, aren't we? We give and we give and we give.
We're givers, yeah. We've decided that us three are going to chip in and buy someone two tickets to the cinema. So all you've got to do is enter our competition, which is on Instagram this week. If you go onto Instagram, you'll find the rules, you'll find out how to enter. All you've got to do is the kind of tag some friends, comment, share, get your friends knowing about Sofa Cinema Club, and you can win the chance to go to the cinema with one of them and watch a film. And if you do win, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know what you watched, and we'd like to know how your day out at the cinema was. So make sure you go over to Instagram and you check it out. Our social medias are Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter and Instagram. And we're back here on Thursday for our main episode, where it is my pick this week. And we're watching the teen classic, I guess, which is Holes. So we will see you on Thursday. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.